We're very lucky with the light these days, the sunlight. And that reminds me of our inner light. And I remember that this morning some people had a concern about the holding. Some people expressed a concern about safety or holding. And I'll start with the good news. There is something like inner holding. There is something like essential holding. But that essential holding doesn't give the sense of security that our ego holding gives. There's actually nothing to hold on to in essential holding. So when you move from holding yourself with tension and security and being safe and being closed, and you move towards essential holding, it can be a bit scary, because the holding of essence is very different than the holding of ego. It's not based on security, it's based on trust. And it's more like the holding of this light. You can't hold on to it. It's more like the holding of love. It's nothing, you cannot put it in a box. You cannot hold on to it. It's not as firm as the earth, this holding. But it doesn't mean it's not there. And I started with the good news. Actually, this is also good news. I thought I would have bad news. But the other good news is that you need to open your security, your ego structure, in order to perceive essential structures, essential support. Actually, whether that's good news or bad news depends on your point of view. If you're identified with the ego structure, it might be very scary. But when you're interested in opening up and allowing yourself to take the risk to see if that's really there, this love and this light that holds us, it's really good news. And I remember one of my teachers saying something about that kind of holding, and we're all very attached to the holding of the earth, which is quite firm, grounded, it's always there, secure. I used to say, like, secure like a bank, but that's not the case anymore. But it has a sense of security and firmness to it. But if you think of it, if you think of the whole earth is held by space. It's held by a tremendous big space. And if you go in, you can feel the same thing. You can feel that we're held by a tremendous big space. And that space doesn't have the limitation of our ego holding. It doesn't treat us as if we're in a prison. It's tremendously loving, tremendously supportive, and it gives freedom. It's not limiting as our familiar structure is. So I thought before we do our meditation, I'll share a little bit of these words inspired by the light. Okay, so prepare for your meditation. And similar like yesterday evening, we'll start with the Hu chant. And the Hu chant is giving sound to one of the sacred names of our essence. And as you do it, one of the ways to support your embodiment and opening is to, as you make the sound, to feel the resonance in your chest, to feel the resonance of the sound in your own belly. It's a very intimate way of being with yourself. It supports the intimacy with your own experience. So we'll do the Hu together. I'll ring the bell and then we'll sit together. And then the second bell is the end of the meditation. you like, you can put a hand on your belly center to support yourself, sensing there. Gently keep coming back to sensing your breath in your belly. It's like a friendly reminder to practice allow your body to stay present while you move and maybe get some sunlight. We'll continue in a few minutes.